News. I'm Laura Winters. New this Sunday morning in Black Rock Desert, Nevada, thousands of people are stranded in their tents at the Burning Man event due to torrential rain. A shelter-in-place order also in effect there as police investigate a death at the festival. Roads are closed due to mud and debris. More rain is in the forecast today. Sun and a dryout expected on Monday. In New York City this Labor Day weekend, there is outrage as police drones watch over Labor Day parties. Some think it will crack down on crime. Others think it's an invasion of privacy. Here's USA's Jerry Barmash.
The New York City Police Department is using drones to assist in crime surveillance.
This program, as it was announced for this Labor Day weekend, is really a new and unprecedented step. I mean, we're talking about noise complaints. We're not talking about, you know, missing fugitives where perhaps civil liberty, the balance between civil liberties and surveillance might be skewed. We're talking about noise complaints.
City Council Minority Leader Joe Borelli, a Republican, told Fox News Live about some of the red flags for the holiday weekend initiative. I'm Jerry Barmash.
A new Wall Street Journal poll finds Donald Trump on top by a wide margin. If the primary were held today, 59% of registered Republican voters would pick the former president. That's up from 48% back in April. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis slipping big time in the new poll. He's at 13%. That's down from 24% in April. Nikki Haley in third place with 8%, and Vivek Ramaswamy at 5%. The indictments and mugshot of Donald Trump not having the intended effect Democrats apparently were looking for. The poll taken after the first Republican debate, which Trump did not participate in. This is USA News.
Freshness made easy with Slippery Small Spaces.
Want continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, shoe sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Free happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Tributes pouring in this Sunday morning as fans across the globe continue to pay tribute to the late Jimmy Buffett, who has passed away at the age of 76. Here's Key West Mayor Terry Johnson.
He projected our lifestyle to people from around the world, you know, live and let live.
Former New Mexico Governor and U.N. Ambassador Democrat Bill Richardson has died at the age of 75. He passed away at his home in Massachusetts. He served two terms as Governor of New Mexico, and he was the first Hispanic person to hold that office.
The spirit of this community is remarkable. When people are in real trouble, the most important thing you can give them is hope.
President Biden and First Lady Jill touring hurricane damage in the town of Live Oak, Florida, where massive trees are down and homes destroyed in the aftermath of Hurricane Idalia.
There's no hope like your neighbor walking across the street and see what they can do for you.
The area located between Tallahassee and Jacksonville. Now, the president did not meet with Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The governor's office issuing a statement saying in these rural communities and so soon after impact, the security preparations alone that would go into setting up such a meeting would shut down ongoing recovery efforts. Instead, former Florida Governor, Republican Senator Rick Scott, greeting the Bidens. Governor DeSantis was in Dixie County in Horseshoe Beach, one of the hardest hit areas of the state, meeting with members of the National Guard and people who lost their homes. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.